Phil, Johnny,
Ray,
Colin.
Hello.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
And good evening and welcome to Paris.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you all for coming. Even though two of you sitting here tonight will not be appearing. You'll be at the bar, but not actually playing.
Yes.
And are you upset about that at all?
It's good for us, though. We actually get to see a Radiohead show.
Is that?
We never get to see.
That must be weird.
Well, not from this side, anyway.
You don't get to see that, do you?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we tried in America in a radio station and found it to be fun, and so we did another one, and then we decided to do one in France as well. It was just, yeah, it's just easier for us to do, and still fun. And plus, we get to work at songs and get different things out of them, I suppose, and have that thing of not quite know what we're doing or how we're going to play the song far more, which is a nice fear to have, really.
So the Los Angeles experience was good, and it was Nigel who insisted you all went over there, I guess. And I think this time you worked much faster rather than the compiling the album from a hard drive like before.
We did,
yeah.
I mean, actually in Los Angeles itself, I mean, we were there for a fortnight and we did a track a day, which is something we've never done, which is great because, you know, you're very unself-conscious about what you do. You don't have that chance to sit down and overanalyze everything. And everything just has this real momentum. I think that comes across in the performances.
Tell me a little bit about, if you will, about Radiohead.tv. I mean, what's it going to be, and can I have a job?
Oh, yeah.
Can I have a job on it?
Sure.
What's it going to be?
Yeah, we're very non-discriminating about quality output. but that's kind of part of what it's about, is it's trying to sort of compile lots of things that are being sent to us by, like, students, fans, artists, whatever, and trying to get away from, like, just to have something... to try and put the spontaneous and the throwaway back into something, sort of the visual and the music thing, and get away from the sort of formulaic and programmed and staid and commercially couched on either side by adverts or whatever, and super expensive, which means you have to second guess everything you're doing if you're dealing with like £250,000 to just put something on the screen, which is obscene. You know, you spend more money doing something for one song than costs to do an entire record, which is what our business should really be about.
Now, you guys have known each other for such a long time, and you're all still, I presume, and that's just a good, you know, you're good actors, that you're all still mates. Is there a secret recipe? I mean, mates fall out, especially bands who live in each other's pockets. Is there something that you're aware of that you do or you don't do so that it does stay happy?
I don't think we ever really fell out, actually. I think, you know, I think there are points where we became rather more distant from each other. But, I mean, actually going through the whole process of recording Kid A, I think we started talking to each other once again. And that's key to it, really, just being open with each other. And I think we're quite respectful of each other's musicality and ideas. So I think, you know, that's a good basis.
Now that there are dads in the band... does that change things, that you can't go on the road for 2 years now and live in hotels? Does it change things?
Well, the later show starts a bit galling.
Now, I asked the other boys the last question. If you can ever envisage a best of Radiohead coming out one day, they didn't think it was a good idea.
Like a four-track EP with like a third, fourth-track.
Yeah. Okay. With Nobody Does It Better on, possibly.
Yes, I remember that.
So, best of, I don't know. Tom always wanted to call one of our records the best driving music in the world ever. So maybe, you know, maybe we should do that instead. We'll see.
It's been done, hasn't it?
I think
probably
it has.
Yeah.
Don't tell him it was a good idea. All the good ideas have been taken, Tom,
until you
come up with another one. Thanks very much for joining us. I just have to say, like, it's a magical experience for us to have you here and to see what you're doing tonight. And I feel like a tiny little 14-year-old boy again. So thank you for being here and giving us such pleasure. Sincerely.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.